Welcome to Psychopath in Your Life. This is episode number 38. I'm your host, Diane Emerson. I'm the author of the book, Psychopaths in Our Lives, My Interviews, which is now available on Amazon and iBooks. And there's a few other places, I think Barnes & Noble or whatever. But anyway, the paperback is only available on Amazon. First, I'd like to quickly address a technical issue, and keep in mind, you're getting this information from somebody who hasn't even set up their voicemail yet on their phone, so from what I understand, there was some check that should have been made on iTunes and WordPress or whatever. Anyway, the check wasn't made, so unless you were subscribed, you were only able to access the last few episodes. But I'm happy to say that the technical issue has been resolved and you can now access all of the episodes. So today I'd like to continue our chat, Love and Psychopaths, that I started talking about with episode number 33. And after I started this series, I've been receiving a ton of emails, and the emails have had some things that I would like to address because they said things like they would still take this person back. Well, always consider that PTSD normally comes with a relationship with a psychopath, so that can clearly cloud your decisions about who and what you're dealing with. I really wish I could answer every single email, but I just can't. So I will use the podcast to answer those questions because there's a lot with similarities. But I did receive one from a person that has given me permission, and their name and identity and all that has been changed for their own security. But their email kind of encompassed what I'm hearing from a lot of you. So what I'd like to do is read that correspondence, and this will be in a couple sections. So let's start out. And you'll have to excuse me. I've been kind of sick, so my voice is a little bit wacky sounding. So, hi, Diane. Thank you for the podcast. I find great value in listening to it. I was in a relationship with a girl who was studying in the medical field. Right from the onset, she told me that she was a bad person. She had dated a guy for many years and ended the relationship pretty unemotionally. She also said that she'd done an online test which said that she was a psychopath. I didn't think much of this. How much can an online test really tell you, right? Initially, she was constantly reminding me that she had a dark side to her, and I just ignored it since I never see this dark side. After a few months, things were going really well, and she stopped reminding me that she wasn't as nice as she seemed. Every now and again, she would tell me to guard my heart, which wasn't a nice thing to hear, so I asked her to stop. 8 months down the line, I was the happiest I'd ever been, after she had told me that she was also the same feelings for me. I went away for work for a month, during which time things started going quiet from her side. She'd evidently met a guy who introduced her to a Christian church, and when I came back, she told me that she wanted us to take things easy, and she wanted to make things right with God. A few weeks later, she told me that she liked the guy, and a month after that, she said that she had regretted having dated me and that she had been very selfish the whole time. So my question is this, do psychopaths go to church so they can have someone tell them what is right or wrong? Or is she using God as a get-out-of-jail card free? To say that she was a sinner when she dated me, and that all that is behind her now while she focuses on this new guy? Is that what it is? Just to note, this girl is really the most honest, seemingly, and smartest person I've ever met. And even though the evidence points to her being a psychopath, I still can't, don't want to, believe it. She's always been very spiritual and believed that God was talking to her and that she could see people's souls. And that was even before she met this guy. Best regards, Charles. Dear Charles, I remember years ago at my forum, members commented that their partner had told them they had a dark side. I always wondered about that. And I've talked about that before on the podcast. I guess I never really thought they knew who they really were. It would be easy to misread a checklist. Yes, they do many times know who they are. The issue is they will never change. They lack the ability. Maybe she told you that so you would get even more involved and think you could rescue her. She may not be telling you the entire truth. There is a possibility she got a real evaluation, but who knows? The fact she's a psychopath, or appears to be one according to you, should be enough to get your running shoes on and head in the opposite direction. She may have found someone new and is letting you down. The other reality is she just may be back someday. I interviewed 3 psychopaths for my book, and it was confirmed to me that they do indeed tell people the truth about their dark side. The catch is, most people brush it off as if it just can't be true. I think it is quite common for psychopaths to troll religious places and forums looking for victims. I'm not going to name names, but there's a few dating sites that start off with the name Christian that seems to attract a lot of people looking for innocent victims. So I'll continue on here. You are likely seeing what you want to see. They do seek out a type. People seem to believe that because someone is really into religion, that makes them a good person. I am not saying this about all people who practice a religion of their choice, but in the case of psychopaths, it really does make for a pretty good cover. You mentioned the sex was great. Over time, that will change. Keep in mind, they have a lot of partners, so you are sleeping with everyone she is sleeping with. Let me ask you this. If she called you tomorrow and wanted to get back together, what would you do? You sound like a very kind and caring person. I know it isn't my business, but I would suggest working on issues that you might have because it is quite common for people to have more than one psychopath in their life. Best regards, Diane. Dear Diane, I would get back together with her in a heartbeat. I know it's silly, but I really did have the best time with her, and it ended before she had a chance to really hurt me. What I mean by that is I never really experienced firsthand anything psychopathic, so I'm still doubting whether or not she is one. She might have been lying to me and making me feel like the most amazing guy in the world, but she was also warning me to not fall in love with her or sleep with her, both of which had happened about 3 months into the relationship. From what I can gather, or rather what I'm making up in my mind, she has joined the church to fix herself, and this guy is the one she has chosen to help her do this. I am without a doubt jealous, since I wanted to be the one, as you said, rescue her. I've known her for a long time since she was dating my friend at the time, the guy she dumped after many years. I got to know her when they started dating, and was staying with them in their apartment for a month about 5 years ago. Me and her got along really well, and she threw a few hints my way, but we kept everything above board. After staying with them for a month in 2013, I was seeing them on odd occasions since then. Then this January, 4 years later, and having broken up with my friend 6 months earlier, she called me up out of the blue, and we started hitting it off via the phone. She came on to me very strong, and I was thrown off by it, since I didn't know that side of her. Then the curveball. She told me that she had promised herself to someone else. He was her soulmate. They had met in school, and she had gotten back together with him. But she wanted to find herself for a year, and had asked him if she could be adventuresome during 2017. I don't know how he agreed to this, but anyway. So she said she wanted to have the adventure with me. The rules were we wouldn't fall in love, but we could fool around. And after 2017, we'd call it quits, and she would go back to her soulmate. When we actually got together, it was a crazy few weeks. We broke the rules and had sex. All in all, we spent about 8 weeks together, but we were on the phone pretty much all the time since February. Like I said, it all went horribly wrong, and I fell for her big time, as she did, seemingly, for me. Then all of a sudden, 3 months ago, she goes to church with some completely new guy and drops me and her soulmate. I guess I just can't imagine anyone having so little empathy. I have never grown so close to anyone in such a short time, literally sharing everything, every secret, every joy, all of our sorrows. And then just nothing. Radio silence. And then her telling me that she was sorry about everything we did. That hurt. I guess what I want to believe is that she is a psychopath. At least then I could forgive myself for losing her. Best regards, Charles. Hi, Charles. They do lie and make you feel like the most amazing person in the world. They ask a lot of questions to get you to bond with them. If you think back in the beginning, do you think you did most of the talking? It's very common for the soulmate issue to be part of the deal. In any case, you think she was probably lying to you, and that is probably a good thing to understand. They lie to get you into their clutches. I have a question. What is it about you that is allowing you to think of any kind of future with her? I can say it is 99.9% likely you will hear from her again, and she will want to get back together soon. If this guy was indeed her soulmate, what kind of person lets the other person roam away for a year to be with other partners? It sounds kind of like a lie to me. I do worry about how naive you are being about this. If someone told me they were either a psychopath or a dark personality, I would have on my running shoes on and be running as fast as I could. I'm not here to tell you what to do, but maybe you should listen to more of the podcast episodes and see what rings true. I can't see this turning out well for you. She has you convinced she is the one, and that is your focus. She will be back in your life. I can say that is a high possibility. Even if she isn't a psychopath, why do you want such a game player in your life? Be safe, Charlie. Well, I will be talking more about this in part two because the story does get a lot more intense. So what I'd like to do is thank you for listening to the podcast, and I hope if you do like it, you will subscribe. And thanks in advance for any sharing you could offer on social media. You can find the podcast at iTunes, Google Play, Facebook, YouTube, and the website. If you go to the website psychopathinyourlife.com, there is an audio box there so you can listen directly. There is also a contact box where you can send me a message to me without having to use your real email address. Sorry, what I was telling you about my voice is kind of getting a little bit tricky here, so I'll be concluding. My direct email address is Diane, D-I-A-N-N-E, at Diane Emerson, DianeEmerson.com. There are links below for information that you might find helpful to support you. When we're ready to ask the question, the answer will appear. Goodbye for now. Thanks for tuning in, and I will certainly look forward to hearing from you and chatting with you next week.